Faster, faster, Sammy. Must move better than that. 15, 60, not fast enough. 19.
Well?
22 seconds.
Oh, blimey. You sure?
Yeah, see for yourself.
I thought it was better than that.
At least 2 seconds too slow. We know that you have only 20 seconds. If you cannot go faster, then we must scrap the whole operation.
I can't go faster than that. Look at this stuff. Brambles, ditches, it's a terrible place.
Then we cancel. And you know what that means.
Oh, I'll try again.
Yeah. Rest a moment and try again. Perhaps I should try and make it a little more like the real thing this time.
What do you mean?
Perhaps I should go down the road and fire a machine gun at you. Like the British soldiers will be doing.
Well, you didn't say nothing about a machine gun.
You things ever let you steal such a thing and not fire at you? Go on, Sammy. Try again. And this time, imagine that you're being chased by British soldiers. And that you carry in your arms a nuclear bomb.
My name's Adam Kane. Listen now to Don McCorkendale as Adam Kane in
Nightshade.
Now, this is the radar unit. That should be obvious, of course. Come in. Now, you just squeeze in there.
Thanks.
Now, you as well. Good thing you're a little chap, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, radar, eh?
Oh, yes. Very sophisticated, too. Here. Now, we are perched up on the leading truck. That's the center of the circle on the screen. You can see... let's meet closer. Less than 100 yards. That's the radius, of course, 100 yards. Now, you see the column? The motor column?
By Jove, yes.
There's a bell stretched out behind us. 5 vehicles. This one, the command and radar unit, then a troop carrier, then the important one, another troop carrier, and a small field piece.
What?
A gun.
Yes, sir. Small caliber field gun, programmed to fire on command and ranging from here, the radar unit. It's pinpoint stuff, Spencer Dickens. You'd be staggered how well it works.
Very impressed. Aren't you, Adam?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to see?
Just a tick.
What?
There on the screen. Things moving about, dots and things.
People, Mr. Kane. Soldiers around the column. You saw them when you came in here.
People? I didn't know radar picked up people.
Oh, yes, this one does. Little, mostly. Very sophisticated, as I said. There, you see, that's a rifle he's carrying.
What, this one?
A small dot like that could be any number of things. Belt buckle, glasses, metal plate in his false teeth.
Blimey.
Nothing and nobody can approach this column without being seen and recorded here in the radar unit.
Even when you're on the move?
At any time. It's quite foolproof.
Then why do you need us, Dolan?
Yes. Why do we need DI-6? Well, let's repair to the mesh, shall we? Bad news always sounds better of a glass of something, don't you think?
Bad news?
Cheers.
Yes, of course. Cheers.
What bad news?
The purpose of this motorized column is to carry a small consignment of tactical nuclear weapons from here, the central depot at Aldershot, to an undisclosed destination in the north of Scotland. Nearly 1,000 miles.
Can't be as far as that.
Not directly, no. But of course, we won't follow a direct route.
What route will you follow?
A secret, Mr. Kane. Only we know that.
And with all the devices you carry with you, the troops, the radar, the field gun, you can't possibly be in any danger.
We're not sure.
Come again?
We think that on this trip, there'll be an attempt to steal at least one of the weapons.
You think?
Only think. But a suspicion's enough to act on. And that's why we've called you in.
To do what, exactly? Ride shotgun with you? You've got enough blokes.
No. To stop these people, whoever they are, before they make their attempt.
I can't see what you've got to worry about.
Oh, I can.
But, Adam, how?
You're a touch smarter than I took you for, Kane.
Thank you.
There must be a way, you see.
Well, I certainly don't see
it. Think about it, Viz. If you're sure about this information...
Sure enough.
...then it stands to reason. Whoever's going to try and crack this column knows about the security arrangements. Knows all about them. And he's made his plans to get around them.
Exactly the way I look at it.
But who? I mean... Where did you get this information, Colonel Dolan?
From you.
Me?
Your people in Curzon Street. Mr. Devenish informed me.
Devenish?
You know him?
Why don't they tell me these things?
Right, we're all together.
Isn't it cozy?
Cozy? Don't matter, don't pay any attention to her. So, then, we will look at the plan again, since this is the last time we will be together until it happens, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Tomorrow, the column leaves Aldershot.
07:15 hours on the dot. Drives out onto the highway for 12 miles, and then turns off here.
Well, it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
I take the same road when we get to this place here, the long straight bit. I go past them quick as I can.
With the top down, so the boys can all get a good look.
I'm going to like that.
Then, when we get here...
Here, yeah. This is where it all happened. Here is where we come into the possession of a small nuclear bomb. With the courtesy and compliments of Her Britannic Majesty's Armed Forces. Yeah, my friends. I am convinced that we cannot fail.
It's nonsense, Adam. Absolute nonsense. I don't see how you could agree with a man like that.
You don't?
Well, can it happen?
Yeah, it can.
How?
Well, I don't know.
There, you see?
Yet. There is a way. There must be.
You infuriate me sometimes. Have I told you that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, do me a favor, will you?
What?
Have a word with your friend Devenish.
My friend?
Ask him just where he got his information from. If we're going to stop these people, it'd be a big help to know just who they are.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, just looking.
At what?
Well, things. People out there in the street. Sam.
Hmm?
I've been thinking.
What about?
Oh, things. Worst thing we're doing.
Yeah? You don't like it?
Give me a fair, will you?
Yeah.
To. It's him, really.
Carl?
Yeah. I mean, we don't even know his name.
It's Carl.
His real name? I mean, that's not his real name, is it?
Doesn't matter. We're doing all right out of it. He's already paid up $2,000. How long since you've seen that much money all at once?
Oh, never. Never in my whole life.
And then there's 10 times more than that after tomorrow.
Sam, I mean, it's awful, isn't it? What we're going to do?
Nobody's going to get hurt.
You don't know that, Sam. You can't know that.
Carl says...
Well, we're going to steal an atom bomb for him. What's he want with a thing like that if he's not going to hurt people? Hey, Sam?
Won't be our business then what he does with it. We'll be off. South America, anywhere you like. We'll be rich.
Yeah.
You'll be happy then.
Oh, I suppose so. All the same.
Well? What's he say?
Nothing.
Not even good morning.
He doesn't know anything. Of course, he could be hiding something.
What's his source then?
Berlin.
Aha.
You know something, Adam. Does Berlin mean something?
No.
Just Berlin, that's all. Someone in Berlin said there'd be an attempt on this particular convoy. Ah, what do you think?
Someone in Berlin must have known about the convoy. I mean, we don't exactly put it in the papers, do we? When we're moving our big bombs about, I mean.
They aren't big, Adam. You saw them. They're tactical warheads. Small enough for a man to carry.
And strong enough to wipe out most of central London.
Yes.
So, someone over there knows about a convoy. The top secret convoy. It's bad enough news, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Right. Let's do something.
What?
Down to the pub for a drink.
A pub? What's wrong with the officer's mess?
Oh, I'm not an officer.
Yeah, how extraordinary.
Yeah, isn't it?
Finding you two in here. I would have thought you'd go to the mess.
Much cozier here, isn't it?
Yes. Much cozier. Well, can I get you both a drink?
No, we're busy, thanks.
Well, you speak for yourself. Well, I wouldn't mind a small malt.
Whiskey?
Yeah. You mind?
Yeah, of course not. Miss, over here, please.
Yes, love?
Two more whiskeys, please, and make one a malt.
Oh, you're on the poles, have you, love? Two whiskeys, one malt.
I say.
Yeah, she's a bit of all right, isn't she?
Yeah, what did you say?
Oh, no secrets, Taylor. We're just admiring the scenery.
Oh, the barmaid, you mean? Yes, rather nice.
I can see why you prefer this place to the mayor's.
yes, my sir.
Not the only soldier, either.
Huh?
Isn't that one of your blokes over there, the sergeant?
So it is. That's Peters. Sergeant Sam Peters.
I've seen him before.
Oh, you have, yes. He's NCO in charge of the bombs.
What?
He sits in the middle truck with the bombs. He's the best man I have.
Yeah? Well, the barmaid thinks so, too. If she gets any closer to him, we can forget about our scotches.
Not here.
Oh, go on, Sammy.
That's Dolan, Susie. Colonel Bleeding Dolan, the CO.
Oh, really? Well, I better get his order then, hadn't I?
Yeah. And Susie, just quietly find out who those two blokes are, will you? The ones with him.
Two scotches, this one's a malt. You'll get that.
I do.
Oh, you paying then, Rockefeller?
Huh? Oh, yes. How much?
You're, Colonel Dolan, aren't you?
That's right.
Then there's no charge. On the house.
Well, no, really.
My boyfriend thinks you're marvellous, Colonel. I'd like you to have a drink on us.
That your boyfriend? The sergeant?
Mm-hmm. Nice looking, isn't he?
Sergeants don't earn enough to stay in drinks.
I said the drinks were on me, didn't I? Here. What's your name?
That's enough, miss. Off you go.
Don't be nasty, you.
We have things to talk about.
Soon?
All right, then. I can take a hint. Call me when you want the other half, won't you? Only this time he pays. The little bloke in the middle.
Well?
The little bloke's a cockney. The other one's a toffee-nosed Burke.
Their names?
Couldn't guess that. They've got a smell about them, Sam. Don't like it.
Smell?
Yeah. I've got to know it. Since I've been in the pub. They're coppers.
Policemen? The Dolan?
Special coppers. Something to do with a convoy.
Yeah, I already knew that much. They were out there today at the camp. Sightseeing with Dolan.
You're not going to do it, Sam.
Yes, we
are. It will go wrong. I know it will.
Don't be bleeding stupid. It'll be lovely. Coppers or not. What can they do?
Oh, Sam, I don't know. But I'm scared.
Yeah. Nice, isn't it?
Lovely. Not even spring yet. Not properly. And listen to them.
Gonna be a good summer. That's what they say, isn't it? When the birds come back early.
Yes.
Nice day for the ride.
Dear. Yes, for the moment I'd forgotten about that.
No, I hadn't.
All right, gentlemen. All set, are we?
Yeah.
Nothing to report? No sign of trouble?
No.
Right. And I think we should make a move, don't you?
Oh!
Keep still.
Oh, it's only you. Oh, you gave me a turn.
You were not looking. You were being careless.
Oh, go on. There's no one here yet. They're only just leaving Aldershot, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've got lots of time. I just thought I'd see, you know.
See?
What if everything was still all right?
Why should it not be?
There's no reason.
Look.
Oh.
You've seen it before. And even you are surprised, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. They'll never find us in there.
Quite so. With this cover closes on us, the whole of the British Army may walk over our heads. They will never find us. Or their bombs.
Yes, thanks, Betty.
Move up!
Nothing to worry about. Is there?
Is it, sir?
No.
Neither do I.
I wish you two'd stop that. You're making me nervous.
End of the highway ahead.
Is this where the secret route starts?
That's right.
And our troubles.
Soldiers seem happy enough.
Why not? They got special money for this trip. It's no skin off their noses if they lose a bomb or two on the way.
How long has it been going on, Dolan?
For the convoy system? About 7 years.
Nothing has happened yet?
No.
Well, then there's no chance of something going wrong today.
Wrong. Think about it, Ed. Every trip where something doesn't go wrong increases the chances of something happening, doesn't it?
I don't follow.
Doesn't matter. I do.
So very much.
Road. Is it?
Yeah, right, Red. Here it comes.
Well, I'll be.
It was her, wasn't it?
What are you talking about?
The bird driving that car.
The farming.
The sergeant's girlfriend.
Now, what do you suppose she's doing out here?
Coincidence?
Kane?
I don't think so.
Neither do I.
What do we do?
Nothing. Yes. We keep a sharp eye on, that's all.
Do you think your sergeant's involved?
Hope to heaven he isn't.
Why?
Because he knows the whole security setup, doesn't he? Okay?
Hello?
You have the same feeling, don't you?
Yeah.
I can't stop the column.
Why not?
And the merest suspicion that have my innards forgotten.
I think we should turn back.
Now, you're all right. Your career won't suffer.
But think what left of yours if you lose a bone.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Yes, there, screen.
Bobby, man. The police is blocking the road. There it is. Crash. The sports car.
All over the road. Poor girl.
We'll have to clear that before we can move. Lieutenant James!
Stop!
Pick your man off the truck. Clear that messy sharpish. If the girl's dead, then leave her. If she's
right.
Injured,
you
take her with us. Now move it!
You
want
to see her move it?
Adam, what on earth's going on?
That sports car, the girl, her barmaid, she's crashed, look.
Oh, dear.
Blocking the road.
I'll have it clear in a few minutes. Most of the men are working on it.
Who's guarded the bomb?
What?
It can't be. Can it? There, look,
a man running, carrying something.
Two guesses as to what it is,
Sergeant Sam Peters.
Come on!
Shoot, Blaster! Shoot him down!
He's gone into the tree.
Arthur!
Right.
Oh, Sam, I did it.
19 seconds. There was one to spare before I closed up.
Oh.
Well done. Give me the bomb.
Yeah.
Thank you. Lady and gentlemen, my thanks.
Just give us the money, Carl.
Money? What money?
He can't have disappeared.
Then where is he?
He's gone. Into nothing.
He's hiding.
Come on. They've been through this bush, all your men. They've flushed the mice out. There's no room for a man.
Where then?
Right here, where we're standing. He's here somewhere.
What?
He must be. No vehicle to collect him. Your scanner showed that. And the girl wasn't in the crash, which means she was waiting for him. He couldn't have gone farther than this, the wood's end here. He's still here, and the girl, right here.
Adam, you're mad.
Colonel, you got any sappers?
Any what?
On the column. You got most of the army there. I want 10 sappers.
Well, what for?
To dig, Dolan, to dig.
No. Stay back, both of you.
You won't shoot. Not with the army up there. They'll hear you.
I don't think so. This is a deep hole.
They're standing right over your head, Carl. If we can hear them, they can hear us. If you shoot us, you've had it.
Oh, Sammy, be careful.
Get back. I will shoot if you force me.
Just give us some money, Carl, and no one gets hurt.
Yeah, you will get the money. You will.
No, Sammy!
Right! Out of there with your hands up.
Only two of them.
He's dead.
The sergeant. Pity.
Not in my book. Come on, move it. Leave that bomb down there. We'll collect that.
We were lucky, Dolan.
Weren't we just? If that man hadn't shot when he did...
The sappers would have found them.
Before they set the bomb off?
He wouldn't have. Would he, Adam? Detonated that bomb?
I don't know. He was crazy. German with too many brains. Scientists, they tell me. He might have.
Why?
Make a splash. What does anyone do anything these days?
We got him. No harm done.
Yeah, we mightn't have done. If those soldiers hadn't chased him.
If he hadn't shot...
Soldiers? Our soldiers? Of course they would have chased him. Well, why shouldn't they?
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.